Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechet des Meisres, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, Hamavir Teinim Bechatzeri. This person is basically carrying through figs through his courtyard to someplace else. Where's the destination? Lichtzeis. To spread them out so they can dry, because he wants to dry them. Sagt der Mishnah, Banav Ubnei Beisai. His sons, Ubnei Beisai. His family, they can eat Eichlin, Achilas Arayi, Epturim, and their pater from taking off the Maisus at this point. I came into a Chatzir. Isn't Chatzir one of the six things that lifts it to the next step where Achilas Arayi is Aser? And the answer is Loi Nigmar Malachtai. We still have to dry them. Now, wait a second. It sounds like his sons, his wife, they can eat. What about the Balabas himself? He can't? And the answer is that's a good deal. He can't. Reason? The Batanura explains those that are going to see the Balabas eating from the figs in his courtyard may think, he must have changed his mind about drying them. He's finished with these figs. He's just going to use them the way they are fresh. Now, if that would be true, then the Chatzar lifts it to Shlav Beis, where Achilas Arayi is Aser. So the Chacham made a Gzeira. They said, you know what? Even though the Baal HaBos didn't change his mind at all, he wants everything to be dried over. He just needs a snack along the way. We don't want the Baal HaBos to eat from these Te'enim. Only Mamish in the place where Yitaka laying them out to dry. There, people are going to see that he didn't change his mind. He wants to dry them. But in the Chatzah, we would rather the Baal HaBos should not eat from it. It's a Marisayan thing. We don't want people to think that he changed his mind. He wants to use them fresh. And now, if he's in his chatzer, you're not supposed to eat it. Because then it would be finished already. So, interesting halacha. As far as the Baal HaBos himself is concerned, in the chatzer, I don't want him to eat it. People will think he changed his mind. He's leaving it the way it is. It's nigmar malachdai. But if he's standing by the place where they're spreading it out to dry, then he can eat it. But this is all nogeya to the Baal HaBos. As far as his son or his wife is concerned, they can eat. Because they're not the ones that decide to change their mind. If this is headed to be dried, then it's not nigmar malachta. Even if they're going to take from it, it doesn't look like, oh, we changed our mind. We're using it fresh. They're not the ones to change their mind. Anyone seeing his children or his family eating from the Te'enim is not going to think, it's nigmar malachtai. It's really staying here in the chatzah. They're going to say, okay, so on the way to bring it over to the place where it has to dry, they're having a snack. That's pshat. So once again, Hamav retainim b'chatzerai, he's passing through his chatzah with these te'enim, lichtzais, to bring them to the place where you have to dry it. Banav b'nei beisai, his son and his family, achlim, they can eat from the te'enim, achilas arai. Epiturim their pater, to take off the maestros at this point. The workers that are working with him in the courtyard. If the Baal HaBos never promised, it's not part of the deal. It's not part of their wages to give them food. He just says, you know what, Hevra? Here, help yourself a little bit. Take some Teinim. You're working so hard. I have Rachmanis on you. Well, maybe he doesn't say, I have Rachmanis on you, but he tells them, no, come on, help yourself. Oichlin upturin. They can eat and they're potter from taking off Meiser. Because there's no mekach over here. There's no deal. He just gave them a gift. Avalim yesh lehem olav mezoinis. But if they have an agreement that the Baal HaBos has to give them mezoinis, so this is like a mekach. It's the same as selling it. What's the difference if you buy something for money or you buy something for work? They can't eat. Because mekach is one of the six things that is koveya lemaisrois. So if you're passing through your chatzar on the way to where you're going to spread them out to dry, you should not eat because people will get the wrong idea. They'll think that you changed your mind. You want to use them fresh, and if that's the case, it's nigmar malachtai. And you're in your chatzar already. But Banav Ubnei Beisai could eat because they don't have a right to change the mind of the Baal HaBos. And everyone sees it's on its way to being dried. Workers that are with him, if he's giving them as a gift, fine, no problem. They can continue to eat Achilas Arayi. But if the deal is that he has to provide food for them, then it's Mekach. and they can no longer eat achilas arai, because mekach lifts it to the next level. Wait a second. I'm just confused about one thing. Chatzah should also lift it to the next level, but what are you telling me? It's not nigmar malachta. Isn't the same true for mekach? Well, we had a machlokes about that. Remember what we learned in Perek Bey's Mishnah Ches? Okay, so let me ask you, according to Rabbi Yehuda holds taka that mekach is not kaveh lemaisus with perish l'nigma malachta. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, l'chayr, the workers can eat even if they're getting it as wages. So take a look at the last words of the Batanur over here. Harielu lo yechelu, the workers shouldn't eat if they're getting it as wages. Why? To have a mekach, because then it's a sale, and a sale is kaveh maisus. I, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's loy nigmara malachta, mekach is not keveya. So the Batanura tells us a chiddush over here. Ulagabi lekeach, lagabi buying something, chashivi ken nigmara malachta, it's considered nigmara malachta. Shalekeach einov bimikchay. What does that mean? There's no question most of the figs here are on the way to be dried, and therefore it's loy nigmara malachta. But the figs that the pe'alim are eating, their purpose was payment for the worker. So these figs, they're not part of the pile over here that's lo nigmar malachta. That's like on a separate line. That's the lashon lekeach einov bimikchay. That's from the Gemara Masechtas Bava Metzia that the Batanur brings over here. The payers that a person purchases, that's a separate thing. That's not a chelik of the overall payers over here. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds mekach is not koveya, by perish le'nigma malachtai, but what the workers are getting over here is considered nigma malachtai. The only thing is, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's dafka if you would have two tainim together. Remember what we said, it would have to be a goyrin and a gemar malacha. But l'chayr, if they would eat one by one, it would not be considered gemar malacha. A lot of more svaras and kashas and tirutzim over here. Why don't you take out a big mishnayis and look at the Taisus Yamtif and the Mishnah Rishayna, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, or you can go on weiter.